This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future, 51st state, and yes, more and more people becoming aware. We had a great public conference call last night, every Sunday and every Wednesday, public conference call from 7 p.m. on. This one went almost 2 hours. Actually, we get started at about 10 after each hour when we start these things up, primarily because we get so many people coming in, you know, so we don't want to prevent people from being disturbed, if you know what I mean, as we make presentations. Anyway, so we got a lot of things, like I said, going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're back to the Russia probe again. We're back in California again. All the usual suspects that are showing up, and of course, big voting going on tomorrow in the 25th district. This is where Hill, remember Hill with the throuple? Yeah, her seat is up for grabs. And again, it's interesting what's going on. Gavin Newsom puts out his executive order, mailing out ballots to everybody who's a registered voter. Now, of course, there's just a smidgen of corruption going on with that. I'm sorry, who said that? There was not a smidgen of truth, not even a smidgen, right? Anyway, so this is basically what we're seeing here is the corruption of the Democratic Party, of course, in California, the LA County. Registrar of Voters decides at the last minute to put up a polling place where you can actually walk up and vote. And this is in a predominantly Democratic portion of Los Angeles in Lancaster, California, which is in the high desert, actually, which is kind of interesting. They say it's a predominantly black area. I would argue that that's not the case. In fact, anyway, I would definitely argue that that's not the case. That happens to be in the region of New California, L.A. Rural, as we call it. And we've seen all these things kind of coming along. But I guess the situation is that if you're Gavin Newsom, you can break every law you buy and you can start ruling by executive order. See, this was the example that was brought out by Obama as everything kind of turned against him with the House and everything. He lost the House and then he said, well, I've got a pen and I've got a phone and I can just rule by executive orders, which is what Gavin Newsom has decided to do. That's why he's the ruler, the supreme ruler of the state of California. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Finally, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've been telling everybody for years now on this radio show about the ruler, Jerry Brown. He was basically doing the same thing. And, of course, the one thing that stands in their way is a legislature, and there hasn't been an effective legislature. It's not a bicameral legislature by any stretch of the imagination, and it's not a two-party or three-party system at all. You have one dominant ruling class, and you have all the Republicans and all the Democrats sort of mishmashing it up there. They're all saying the same songs in the same time. In the same, in the same key, basically, that goes along with the dictator. So they were going along with Jerry Brown. They're going along now with Gavin Newsom. Except there's a glimmer of a little bit of hope, but no hope, actually, because it'll never be hopeful in California as long as you have this particular type of governance system. And people are finding that out very, very quickly as the dictator was ruling. Okay, so we had some spectacular things going on here in California and throughout the nation. There were a lot of protests against the governors, especially here in California. We'll talk about that probably in the third hour more than anything else, but a lot of protests popping up and good stuff happening because counties more and more and more are standing up and, standing up against the tyrannical rule of the governor. And this goes in other states as well. I think we're going to start seeing some things happen, of course, in Michigan and in those areas. You know, that sort of thing. We're going to start to see some of the stuff that's happening there. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting to watch this whole thing play out. Now, the bigger problem, though, that for the former Obama administration is what in the heck is going to go on with this Russia investigation, because now all of a sudden things are starting to open up in a big way. We've found out more and more and more and more and more, and the whole thing is a hoax, a complete hoax. as it was from the get-go, it was a presidential takedown, which is what we're going to find in the history books as we take a look at this coronavirus business. It was just one more of the attempts to take down the president of the United States. Not working. This one isn't going to work either. Donald Trump will win victories in November. I do believe that they're going to lose the House and they're going to lose this. They've already lost the Senate. But, you know, we're going to gain some pretty good people in the conservative notches, if you will, especially in the Senate, replacing some of those still holdout, I guess you would say, Republicans. It's going to be a bigger process in the Senate to get rid of the Republicans that are there that are not real true Republicans, that they're always swinging with the World Health Organization or, you know, one of those corrupt entities. And they're just as corrupt as the Democrats are. That's what's happened in California. And what's interesting for me to see is now you're seeing it play out with some of these people like Mitt Romney. You know, the man's major league corrupt. And there's more to Mitt. All you need to do, there's lots of things on WikiLeaks about Mitt Romney. Hello. Yeah. And, you know, our little venture into WikiLeaks over the last 6 months has been quite fruitful. And there's a lot to be said, especially about this coronavirus, that, you know, when the word starts to get out about all the memos and all the information with people, big people's names on and related to this whole coronavirus business that started really in the 80s, it's a pretty clear path to show that this whole thing that's happened here is one of the major things they were going to do to bring down this country, especially if Hillary Clinton had been elected president, and thank goodness that she wasn't. So we have basically an interruption, a little hitch in the giddy-up when Donald Trump comes in and becomes president. And of course, they are blindsided by this, the Dems. They thought that they had a clear pathway for destroying the United States of America, breaking down our borders, and a one-world order being declared. That is not the case. And it's backfiring. And it's backfiring because people are starting to discern more and more and more and more and more. And they're starting to hold people more accountable, especially those with the World Health Organization, Fauci and Burke and that whole group. We need to continue pressing on the president to press for this information, to look more deeply into this whole thing about the coronavirus. There's going to be a special counsel assigned to this. You watch. And especially after Trump wins election in November, there's going to be a major league push to investigate this whole hoax. And now, yes, it's going to go to China. There's no doubt it's going to go to the deep staters in China. That's my prediction. The deep staters in China. I bet you probably never even thought in those terms, but there is a deep state in China that coordinates with our deep state. Yeah, like the Nancy Pelosi. Connect those dots. The thinking is that Xi Jinping, who's a communist, we get that. He's a brutal dictator, communist, you know, like almost like Gavin Newsom, right? Well, kind of, they're paired. I would say Mr. Ng is more along the lines of a Gavin Newsom, but this guy is nothing compared to the deep state communists, the ones that have infiltrated California and infiltrated, of course, the California employees' retirement system, CalPERS. But these people are the ones that are dishing up all the torture, all the, you know, all the bioweapons that are affecting us here. These deep staters are working with our deep staters, like Nancy Pelosi and the like. And that is going to be something that's going to be coming out and will blow out the Democrats altogether in California. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
There's so much in the news about this, and it's just all unfolding. So his attorney is saying that the president, President Obama, at the time, knew about this, knew that he was getting wiretapped, knew that he had this conversation with Kislyak. Many people have said, why would the president be involved in this? Why would he be talking to Sally Gates in that Oval Office meeting? A tape has been recently found of President Obama talking about this. Listen to this. This was leaked.
The fact that there is no precedent that anybody can find for someone who's been charged with perjury.
Two men pulled from the bottom of the ship. Rescue workers had successfully drilled holes into five.
Getting off scot free. That's
Bones
the kind of stuff
found on Monday.
Where you begin to came down to get worried that basic, not just institutional norms, but our basic understanding of rule of law is at risk.
Congressman, what's your reaction?
Well, if I was President Obama, I'd like to forget parts of his administration as well, and it seems like he's trying to rewrite history. Number one, General Flynn was not charged with perjury. Number two, there is precedent in his own Department of Justice. Eric Holder took away a case and dismissed it. These are the kind of things that is bothersome. The question I have, though, is why was Sally Yates so surprised that President Obama knew so much about General Flynn? What was the problem that Obama had with Flynn and that he would continue this on? It begins to show a pattern that at the highest levels of the Obama administration, including the president himself, and then we know already from the stuff that we've been doing that the Department of Justice and the corrupt cabal over there were already targeting members of the president's campaign, but also the president himself. The president coming in, former President Obama needs to stick more to, I think, retirement than he does commenting on stuff that happened in his own administration. We have a problem here, and the problem has been corrected. General Flynn was unfairly targeted. He did so because you had a group of Comey, McCabe, Strzok, and the others who wanted to simply get at this president. They did not like Donald Trump, and they did everything they possibly could to get at him, and if they had to go through and destroy a life like General Flynn, they had no problems in it. That is just disgusting in America.
Well, this is, I would say the same thing. That was Doug Collins from Republican from Georgia talking there. And we're going to get into another one here in a second. But in the course of the case of this, since they've now dropped the charges or they're not going to pursue it from the Department of Justice, the judge, and we're waiting right now as we speak, we are waiting to hear whether or not the judge is going to drop the case. As expected, they say that they're going to. And, of course, this has now just set up an entire cavalcade of events that's going to start unraveling, and more of that onion is just going to be peeled. But it's a big onion. Listen, let's make it very, very clear. This Russiagate thing is a big onion, and it touches just so many people out there. And this is I think, the thing that is so fearful. I'm going to go back here. This is kind of an interesting – this is not going to go on for this is lawmakers grill FBI agents Peter Strzok. This is back in July of 2018. Okay, I'm going to throw this in here because this is a clip. 2018, Peter Strzok sent anti-Trump text during a 16 election, and of course you may remember this. This is now being Daryl Issa is asking the questions. This is when he was in Congress. By the way, he's running again down there in San Diego for an office. And again, hopefully, keeping our fingers crossed, he'll be back. But he was asking Peter Strzok about his role in in this whole thing with the text that he was sending, of course, struck in Page, right? Remember that, the Paramours.
March 4th, 2016. You want me to read this?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. OMG, he's an idiot.
May 4th, 2016.
Now the pressure really starts to finish MYE.
July 19th, 2016.
Hi, how is Trump other than a douche? Melania?
July 21st, 2016.
Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be.
August 6th, 2016.
I don't believe I wrote this text, sir.
Okay, it's been attributed to you, so we'll go on to the next.
Incorrect.
August 8th, 2016.
Again.
And I'll preface it by saying this for context. Ms. Page said, not ever going to become president, right? Right?
No, he's not. We'll stop it.
Repeat that again.
No, he's not. We'll stop it.
August 15th, 2016.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. I got to straighten something out here. I mean, this is really important for everybody to understand. We're talking about August 16th, 2016. Hello? The election hasn't happened. Okay? And this is Peter Stark talking to Lisa Page, right? Back and forth. Text. And Daryl Issa is setting this whole thing up. Shocking. Shocking. I mean, so again, throwback in time. This was streamed live on July 12th, 2018 as the investigation starts to unfold. Because remember, we have the House at this point.
I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40.
Oh, this is the insurance policy, is to overthrow him before he becomes president. That's what they're talking about. And this was done in August 2016. That's when this exchange was going on. Now, you can't tell me this is not a coup d'etat before the election even happens. You cannot tell me that this is destabilizing our country. And it was then, it still is today. It's 2020. And I have to say, I'm glad we have not rolled over on this. And I know it's taken years to get here, and everybody's really frustrated because they say, hey, look, these guys need to be arrested. I know, I understand. This is one of the most incredible periods of our time in America. We have to do this right. It may take another 3 or 4 years. I can guarantee you this after the election and Donald J. Trump is the president. I can absolutely guarantee you this, that you're going to see people, big time people, because now what we know, listen, this guy was not acting in a vacuum. At this point in time, guess who was directly hands-on involved with this? And that's what we're finding out, and that's what you just heard about with Collins in the last piece. You heard the whimperings now, the whimperings, the sniveling going on by Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, we've lost the rule of law because they're dropping these charges. The Department of Justice, are you kidding me? Where was the rule of law in his presidency when this exchange was going on and he was directly hands-on involved with the potential overthrow of, well, the disruption of the election? What about that? Forget about the Russians. It's the guy in the White House who's doing all this. And, of course, who's he gonna finger and blame? All the Ruskies.
On October 20th, 2016.
I can't pull away. And I defer to the chairman whether
you can
or not
just use one letter if you don't mind.
What the F happened to our country, Lise?
Okay, read it again that way.
Sir, did you not? Was
nope,
not
I just
intelligible?
Wanted to hear it
you
one
just
more
want
time.
To hear it for yep. me to repeat it.
Please.
Okay, sir. Sure. Happy to indulge you. I can't pull away. What the F happened to our country, Lise?
Why in the world do you believe that this committee should not ask for the record of similar text from your private account to find out what else you might have said about insurance policies or about the President of the United States or investigation? That is a rhetorical question. You need not answer, and I yield back.
Mr. Chairman, may I nonetheless answer?
You may respond briefly.
We'll go on.
You may respond briefly.
the arrogance of this guy. Yep. This is still destabilizing to our nation. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Even though he said it was a rhetorical question.
I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. Congressman, what I think is critical, and I'm glad you brought up a lot of these, because I would like to make the point that
I didn't bring them up. I just asked you to read your own words.
Sir, if I may, what is important is that these texts represent personal beliefs just like those that you'd find on my personal phone. What these texts do not represent is any act, any suggestion of an act, any consideration that we need to do this or not do this. And furthermore, I would encourage you, as I believe I forget who I said this to earlier this morning, you need to read these texts in the context of what was going on at the time. So when I make the comment about Trump having no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be, that came on the heels of a speech where then-candidate Trump said he didn't know whether or not the United States should honor its commitment to mutual defense under NATO.
I appreciate that. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. That's not briefly. Mr. Chairman, in light of these actual...
No.
Give him that opportunity.
Regular order, he should be permitted to answer his question. Everyone will suspend. I told the gentleman he could answer briefly. He has answered briefly.
And he has not finished answering.
We will now turn to the gentlewoman from Washington, D.C. for her questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In order to allow this witness to continue, let me ask a question. Mr. Stroke, you are a senior, or were a senior and experienced FBI staff person. Is that not right?
I would consider myself a senior and experienced FBI staff person, yes.
Now, you had been involved in the Mueller investigation of the last election involving Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump at the highest level. Is that not the case?
If you mean by highest level that I had interactions with those cases with the director and deputy director and senior staff of the Department of Justice, yes.
That's what I mean. Now, we've been reading from your personal phone and your official phone. Did it occur to you that your personal political messages, if they became public, might be misinterpreted in light of your role in the investigation?
Congresswoman, to be very honest, I didn't anticipate that because I never thought these texts would become public.
Oh, well, you know, it was, by the way, on a government phone. Shocking. Rule one, the E stands for evidence mail. And, of course, texting is a variety of evidence mail, emailing. I mean, the arrogance of this guy is just the other thing that's just way over the top.
You said earlier in this hearing you were...
I think it's just incredibly over the top. Here's Louis Gohmert. I'm going to play just a few seconds of this so you get the... This is, again, this goes back to July 12, 2018. All right? Just a little bit more arrogance from Peter Strzok.
Concerned about a hostile foreign power affecting our election. You recall the intelligence community inspector general, Chuck McCulloch, having an investigation into an anomaly found on Hillary Clinton's emails.
I do not.
Well, let me refresh your recollection. The intelligence community inspector general, Chuck McCulloch, sent his investigator, Frank Rucker, along with an ICIG attorney, Jeanette McMillan, to brief you and Dean Chappelle and two other FBI personnel that I won't name at this time about an anomaly they had found on Hillary Clinton's emails that were going to and from the private unauthorized server that you were supposed to be investigating. Now, do you remember it?
I remember meeting Mr. Rucker on either one or two occasions. I do not remember the specific content or discussions.
Well, I'll help you with that too, then. The issue is, Mr. Rucker reported to those of you, the four of you there, in the presence of the ICIG attorney, that they had found this anomaly on Hillary Clinton's emails going through a private server. And when they had done the forensic analysis, they found that her emails, every single one except for four, over 30,000 of them, were going to an address that was not on the distribution list. It was a compartmentalized bit of information that was sending it to an unauthorized source. Do you recall that?
Sir, I don't.
Well, he went on to explain it, and you didn't say anything. No. You thanked him, you shook his hand, but the problem was that it was going to an unauthorized source that was a foreign entity unrelated to Russia, and from what you've said here, You did nothing more than nod and shake the man's hand when you didn't seem to be all that concerned about our national integrity of our election when it was involving Hillary Clinton. So the forensic examination was done by the ICIG, and they can document that, but you were given that information and you did nothing with it. And one of the things I found most egregious with Mr. Horowitz's testimony, and by the way, Horowitz got a call four times by someone wanting to brief him, leaving messages telling him about this, and he never returned the call. He had 500 pages of bias that he gave us. And then he threw a bone to the Democrats and said, but we can't find bias. And let me tell you, when you have text messages, Mr. Strzok, the way you do, saying the things you did, you'd been better off coming in here and say, look, that was my bias. And you kind of get around to that a little bit when you say, hey, you know, everybody's got political views. Those are called biases. And we all have them. And you have come in here and said, I had no bias. And you do it with a straight face. And I watched you in the private testimony you gave. And I told some of the other guys, he is really, really good. He's lying. He knows. We know he's lying. And he could probably pass a polygraph.
Well, you know, that's Louis Gohmert explaining. And, you know, we play this little clip that's between the Texas House member of the House of Representatives. I can't remember his name right now. Anyway, at the very beginning of, you know, on our intros, and it says he's asking Comey about the server. This whole thing right here. He's Hurd, that's his name, Hurd, Congressman Hurd. He's asking Comey, when Comey was under the gun by the same group, he's asking him about the server. What was protecting him? Well, not much. That's what exactly Comey said. And again, who was the person who was responsible for looking into that? Peter Strzok. Did he do it? No. So all those text messages that went to, are you ready for this? Not only Ukraine, but to Saudi Arabia and to China. All those messages that were on Hillary Clinton's server, they just didn't hang around in some private little server in Colorado in a bathroom. No. They went off someplace. They went to China. They went to the Ukraine. They went to other places that don't like United Saudi Arabia. Where the hell do you think these things went? And you wonder why we're so damaged right now as a nation. Because of clowns like this. And his text messages with Lisa Page say it all. And you wonder why it's going to blow up in their faces? Because the truth, testimony against these guys is going to come out. A lot of people rolled over. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Let's talk about what I think is a series of headlines, but the number one story, and that Michael Flynn, it looks like he's heading toward exoneration. Let's bring in Brett Tolman right now, former U.S. attorney from Utah, former federal prosecutor, holed up in a lovely cabin, but able to stay all over this story that's breaking over in Washington. First off, Brett, if people on the look at this case and aren't as involved as we are and have the chance to get to know Michael Flynn and what kind of character he is, he's got great character. They say, wait a second, he admitted to lying, cut a deal, reversed his course, now is exonerated. These are a series of things that are really linked to each other. What do you say to them?
Well, I say finally prosecutorial discretion was used properly. This case is troubling and not for perhaps just the fact that they went after an innocent man. What's troubling is it's the first time many of us have seen at the highest levels of the Department of Justice and at the FBI an effort to work together, knowing there was no basis for an underlying investigation, and sending agents in, basically weaponizing their ability to take someone down. And that's what it looks like, is a concerted effort at the highest levels. I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime.
It's unbelievable. It really is. Now, Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe, of course, they don't agree with this. They're calling it politics. They both tweeted. Jim Comey said the DOJ has lost its way, but career people, please stay because America needs you. The country is hungry for honest, competent leadership. And then Andrew McCabe tweeted this, or he released the statement. He said, today's move by the Justice Department has nothing to do with the facts or the law. It is pure politics designed to please the president. Does the evidence that we have seen, though, does it prove that these guys, it's not just politics? The truth is that Flynn is innocent?
Yeah, I mean, let's back up just a bit, because Jim Comey, my message to Jim Comey is he should keep his mouth shut right now. And Andrew McCabe as well. And the reason I say that is the Inspector General has already found there were misrepresentations, omissions, leaking that occurred by those two individuals in the Department of Justice and the FBI. The politics that was being played was utilizing an FBI interview where you don't follow policy, you don't warn the target that you're there investigating them and they're entitled to have a lawyer present. And then when AG Barr says that it was a trap, it was a trap. The cryptic notes are at least good enough to tell us that they weren't asking the question, what's our goal if he lies? They asked the question, what's our goal to get him to lie? To take down a sitting national security advisor. And why? Because they had to have it in order to justify what they were trying to do with FISA and the investigation of this president.
Brett, when you think about what you just said, you know, we heard in Griff's report that apparently Sally Yates, the Deputy Attorney General for the United States of America, was in the Oval Office, and Barack Obama told her about the call between Flynn and the Russian ambassador. This was during the transition. This was before the inauguration. The President of the United States knew about this. And we have heard the current President of the United States say that, you know, he had a feeling it went really high up in the West Wing. How high would it have had to have gone? I mean, if right now Donald Trump, his Department of Justice or FBI had this kind of operation against Joe Biden, certainly the Attorney General would know, and probably the President, right? So how much do you think the Obama administration, and as high up did it go in the chain of command?
Before this is all over, I think you're going to see that there was direct communication from the President at the time, President Obama, indicating or directing the Justice Department. Sally Yates may be key to this, we don't know, directing the Justice Department to pursue an investigation of an incoming president. Take a step back and look at the alleged misconduct by... Yeah, it's unbelievable. Take a step back and look at the misconduct that they're alleging Flynn committed. He is the national security advisor to the incoming president. The Obama administration left a Trojan horse for them by issuing some sanctions, questionable sanctions. So the ambassador of Russia wants answers, doesn't want the sanctions, wants to know what is the next administration going to do. Flynn indicates that he is going to look into it, that the administration will properly look at what occurred. What they didn't want was to have an incoming president undo anything that the existing administration, the Obama administration, had done. So in order to do that, you have to operate at the highest level in order to reverse that course or to take down a sitting president that they don't like and they don't think is going to do what they wanted done.
Yep, that's former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman, who appears on Fox and Friends every once in a while. And I think he, of the ones that they have in here, he's one of the best ones. And anyway, it's a clear case. I mean, it really is a clear, very clear case. And again, you know, those text messages that have come in, all the other things that are happening around Michael Flynn is an absolute positive indicator. This is what is unraveling right now, and we're waiting to see. As we are here right now in Studio 21, we're waiting to see whether or not there has been some rendering of a decision that has come out of, let me turn down the volume here, that has come out of the courts at this point. I don't see anything coming up in terms of the news or anything like that that they're reporting. Although we do have this one, a Durham Bulls ahead. This does not bode well for them. Barr appointee moving, quote, full throttle on Russia probe. Review top federal prosecutors are involved. Not good. Not good at all for either Comey or Mueller. You know, Mueller, the who turned into a stumbling, mumbling fool, if you will. You know, that kind of guy. He has been Mueller, yeah. He's been at the very center of all this stuff. Almost like a guy who's just been out of touch with things. But now we're starting to find out that Barr in Durham are just going at it now. They've opened it up. We got a break coming up. Amazing stuff happening in our nation's history right now. I mean, it's epic. Absolutely epic. It's revolutionary. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Moving to dismiss the criminal case against former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn. But the judge presiding over Flynn's case for more than 2 years still has the final say. Could he refuse to let it go? Sidney Powell, Flynn's attorney, joined me earlier, saying she's expecting him to sign off on this tomorrow. Trey Gowdy, former congressman and Fox News contributor, has a new podcast out, and it is wildly successful. It is a podcast on Fox News Radio that you can download at foxnewspodcast.com, and he joins me right now to talk more about this case. And I want to talk with you about this, Trey, because you were one of the key congressmen at the time to really zero in on what took place here in your behind-closed-doors testimonies, your reaction to all that has taken place as this weekend former President Obama is saying that this is a break in the rule of law. He is throwing cold water on this exoneration, sir.
I find that an amazing statement from President Obama. Where is his respect for the rule of law for the crime that Michael Flynn was the victim of? Remember, he was unmasked by somebody in Obama's administration, and then it was leaked, which is a 10-year felony, Maria. That is a 10-year felony to disseminate classified information. Michael Flynn was the victim of that crime. President Obama himself pardoned people for making false statements to the government. He picked Michael Horowitz. That was an Obama pick. Michael Horowitz found fault after fault after fault with the Pfizer program and Jim Comey and Andy McCabe. So I am delighted to hear of President Obama's newfound interest and respect for the rule of law. I just wish he would apply it equally to Republicans and Democrats.
Well, that was Trey Gowdy's little comment about what's going on. And we appreciate Mr. Gowdy. He's no longer a sitting congressman, but he's making waves on Fox News and other places with his statements. I guess he's got a podcast out there. Anyway, it's shaping up to be quite a little battle going on. I think that hopefully the judge is going to decide momentarily when I come back at the top of the hour and find out that that's exactly what's happened. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.